You're listening to KNEL Sports Podcast, where you can enjoy sports from around the heart of Texas and Northwest Hill Country. KNEL is committed to bringing you sports live on 95.3 KNEL FM, 1490 KNEL AM, and online at knelradio.com. Hope you enjoy this edition of KNEL Sports Podcast. Well, good morning. We have with us today the mayor of the great city of Mason, the City Commission meeting for regular session on Monday night. Mayor, how'd it go?
Well, it went well. We had quite a bit of agenda items and an executive session, and it took a couple of hours, I guess 2.5 maybe. Went well for as much as we had to discuss and work on, but glad to give you a report this morning.
All right.
We started out with public hearing. We were looking at voting on a new tax rate for the year 22-23, and also approval for a new budget for the coming year. And as you know, or as your listeners probably know, we have three new commissioners, myself new, so the budget process took a lot of time, and we taxed John Palacio, our city administrator, well, and trying to explain and teach us about city government budgeting. And so went well. We had it prepared and ready to vote on. We had no one come to our meeting that wanted to make comment about our new tax rate and our budget. So I guess we did a good job communicating along the lines, along the way. And so anyhow, so there was no discussion there at that point in time. The next item that we had on the agenda actually wasn't an item. It was just during public comment. We had Fred Estes, which represented our golf association, and they was requesting to investigate or look at getting our affluent water, our treated sanitation water for the golf course. Golf course is having a hard time keeping up watering with the two small wells that they have there, and so that's going to be something that we'll be working with them on, trying to see if there's a way. There's a lot of pieces to the puzzle to make that happen, because when you deal with TCEQ, which is Texas Environmental Quality Agency, you can't just run pipe. You have to meet their standards, and they have to approve it, and it has to be engineered along the way. So we'll be working on that in the next few months to see what options exist there. We went on there to an executive session. We had our attorney down from San Antonio. We've been involved in a lawsuit with Blue Oaks Engineering, and that had to deal with our new landfill, the original engineering company, and there's been a lawsuit going on for several years on that, and we got fairly good news. They had asked for a summary judgment, and that was denied here in Mason County by our district judge, and so now we are going to mitigation and hopefully get this resolved shortly. So we met with him. We did approve that we would continue with the going to court. I think it goes to appellate court, and they'll have an arbitrator there, and we will try to work out an agreement to resolve the bills that are outstanding. So we look forward to a positive outcome with that and getting this behind us. We then, after that executive session, we dismissed the attorney. He headed back to San Antonio, and we voted to continue with that action and took official action on that. The third item on the agenda was in regards mainly to zoning and variances for zoning. We had some concerns. We've been getting several requests for variances to allow manufactured homes or pre-manufactured homes to be put in what we call an R1 residential district, which does not allow pre-manufactured homes or does not allow multifamily dwellings. So we wanted to talk more about that. We had a presentation from Nancy Herta, which is on our PMZ, a long veteran member of that agency, that advisory board, and she talked and tried to explain, especially since, again, we have new commissioners and myself, of why we should allow variance and why we should not. And so we heard from her, And we did establish that our city building official would probably work closer with folks that are wanting a variance and applying for that, and dissuade them if there's not a chance for that to happen. We're wasting a lot of city staff time and P&Z time, planning and zoning time, and commission time by looking at variances that really don't have a possibility of happening. We also looked in reference to several of our fee schedules in reference to zoning and variances and street closures and things like that, and that item was actually tabled. We're going to do a little bit more work on that to actually figure out exactly what our costs are involved when we have to do that, the cost on our staff, the cost from the city to go through that and send out newspaper ads and send out letters and to comply with the law on that. So we're going to revisit that probably in the upcoming commissioners meeting next month. So we tabled that and went on to our next item on the agenda, which was approving the rate of taxes. And we ended up this year having a balanced budget. One of our big items on that budget was we had a 15% increase for our salaries for our employees across the board, everyone except our city administrator. And we needed to do that desperately because we're just falling behind and we weren't competitive with the industry and different similar jobs in the industry. And so we were doing some catch up, and that became effective actually last summer. And so the employees received that increase in salary then, but we knew that would have an effect upon our budget for this next year. So with a slight increase in our taxes, we were able to have a balanced budget. The increase amounted to less than 7 cents per $100 valuation. And so as we work numbers on that, basically that would only raise a citizen's bill if their house or home was, let's say, tax value was somewhere around, $200,000. Then we would only see, I'm trying to look for my notes here, we'd only see about a $32 or $34 increase for the year. And so it wasn't a big hit upon our constituents here that own property, but we felt like it was necessary to support the things that we were doing. We did have, the next big ticket item for increases from last year would be we budgeted $150,000 for some road improvements for some seal coating. We were not able to do that this last year because of the lack of transportation to get some supplies here to do that. So we carried over some money that was dedicated to last year, and we also was able to budget some additional money. So we'll do 4 or 5 roads this next year, streets, entire lengths generally. So that'll keep us up on our continual maintenance of our streets. The other main increases had to deal with, just like other cities, just like personal households, everybody sent an increase in their grocery bills, their increase in their fuel costs, increase in their utilities and different things. So the other things involved with that, we suffer from the same inflation of those items. So we did have somewhere around $120,000 worth of additional expense this coming year for those style of items, types of items. So anyhow, we think we tried to make a really good effort to manage the funds well. We know that we're responsible to our constituents, that we do a good job in that regards, and we've got a really good commission as far as being very cognizant of that, being very caring. It's not our money, it's our taxpayers' money, and so we are working real hard to try to be responsible in that respect. So anyhow, both of those items did pass, item 4 and 5, budget and the rate, and we'll go into effect. Those can be looked at either here at City Hall. Shortly, we will have them on our website, and this coming week in the paper, some more details on that in the Mason County newspaper report that I wrote. So if you want more detail there, you can check that out. The next item on the agenda was item number 6, and we considered and approved, actually, voted to accept as new employment of Sharon Fisher Roberts. She came to our city to retire, but She has 30-plus years in municipal government experience as an attorney. She worked nearly her entire career in Tyler, Texas, and I had visited with her boss there, the city attorney, and she came very highly recommended and very well experienced and abreast of the laws that deal with municipalities. Now, our main agency that deals with this is out of Austin, and they are Denton, Navarra, Rocha. I've got five or six names. I can't remember them all off the top of my head, but we will continue their services. They're a top-notch company in the state, but it's nice to have somebody local that can help us with our commissioners' meetings, that can help us when we're dealing with ordinances, maybe writing some ordinances and doing some minor changes. Also, we have a lot of things going on with our code enforcement, and we need some help there to advise us for we can take good care of our citizens in that area. We always have continual challenges with our animal control, and so she will also help us with that. So she was successfully obtained on a fee basis only, and we look forward to working with her. I visited with her, John Palacio, our city administrator, Patty Allen, our city secretary, visited with her, and we're very confident that she will be a good fit for our community and that she will do a great job in advising us and helping us in our future endeavors. The only other thing we had on the agenda was the consent agenda, and that is our normal reports that we get from each department. We look at the financials for the month and are able to review those. We're doing those actually online. We've received those in an email instead of printing, an inch thick of documents for the commissioners, so they can review those and store those and ask questions of John or Patty or Donna at the meetings. But anyhow, we felt like we had a good meeting last night. We did have about, maybe 8 or 10 attendants besides the staff and us. We did not have the capability of having it screened. It was on a Zoom stream, which folks in this community are aware that they can sign on and see us there. So we felt like we gained some ground. We got another commissioner's meeting behind us. We already got plans for our next one coming up, and our next special meeting will be next Monday. We will review our city administrator's contract and negotiating there possibly, and get that where everybody is comfortable with that and where that's a win-win situation. At that meeting also, one other agenda item that we will have will be that we will adopt our amended budget for 21-22, which is just basically housekeeping that we have to do every year. So, yeah, that's basically our report, Clint.
All right.
Glad to be with you.
Well, we're glad to have you with us here on KNL and hear what's going on in Mason America. Of course, Mason America is getting ready for a big event this weekend, the Old Yeller Day. It's coming up on Saturday.
Have a wonderful day, and thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
The business done, adjourned at 12:30. Let us all pray for rain. Thanks to KNL for carrying this podcast.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.